Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. The one thing that the mayor said that I thought, okay, that's not true. She warned that the team's fan base, when we're talking about the Chicago Bears, she said, the team's fan base may not be willing to travel 27 miles northwest of the city along the Kennedy Expressway to Arlington Heights. The team's fan base is not just in Chicago. It's throughout Illinois, every county, unless you get to some parts of Western Illinois where they might be rooting for St. Louis. Or
that horrible team up north.
Yeah, we got a few of those around here, too. Mark Gannis is a sports consultant. Welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News. What else did the mayor say that you thought that's just not right?
When she said that, well, if the Bears don't take this dome that we'll put on a 100-year-old building, we'll get another NFL team to come in and come to Chicago. I'd say she should stick to her day job, but there are a lot of people around here who don't think she does that very well either.
Here's another piece of what the mayor had to say.
Obviously, they have a contractual relationship with the village of Arlington Heights, which constrains her ability to go deep. But I'm confident that they're very well aware of the specifics and that we look forward to the opportunity to talk to them in more detail and really work through the different scenarios and the dollar amounts.
Did they express interest? Did they give you a green light?
Well, those discussions are ongoing. As I said, they have some legal constraints at this moment about what they can do, but we're going to keep making the case for them that it makes no sense to go anyplace else but stay in the city of Chicago.
Soldier Field opened in 1924, last renovated in 2003 under a plan approved by the former Mayor Richard M. Daley, and that's the last time the Bears threatened to leave. So, you know, they do have a history of holding up the city for what they want, but Kevin, you're pretty confident they're gone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the benefit of them staying at Soldier Field. All the benefit for the Bears at this point is moving to Arlington Heights, in my opinion.
And Mark Gannis, you're a sports consultant. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. They'll control their own destiny. They'll build the building they want. It'll be from scratch, and they won't have a toxic landlord-tenant relationship. Well, you know, maybe George and his mother may have a dispute every now and then, but they control their own destiny. And if you have a problem with the landlord, just walk down the hall and talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. Where does that leave the fans?
Oh, the fans are in great shape. They're going to get a really terrific building. I know of many of the new buildings built by the NFL, in the NFL. They're going to get so much more than they currently have, and it's really not that far away. Can you imagine, guys, that train from Ogilvy Center heading up to Bears games on Sunday mornings? Oh, will that be a party train going forward? The fans are going to be happy. Some are going to have to pay more money, frankly, when they have PSLs on seats up there. But they're going to get a lot more for their money, and they're going to get a team that will have total control over the entire site. Big difference, very big difference.
Well, they need a team that's going to win. That's for certain. And how long is it going to take to get this off the ground?
I would expect that four years from now, we're now at the 2022 season. I would think by the 2026 season, the team will be playing in a new stadium in Arlington Park.
Will Justin Fields still be playing for us, Kevin?
Oh, I hope so. He'd be entering year six. Hopefully they're in the middle of a Super Bowl run. What do you expect? Because I think we keep talking about Soldier Field, but there's a lot of anticipation on what exactly they're going to do with that land in Arlington Heights, besides obviously building a stadium and other things. But what do you anticipate they put on that massive, huge lot out there? I don't think some realize how large of a plot of land that is for the Bears. But other than the stadium, what are you anticipating?
I would expect that there will be a lot of retail, entertainment, hotel, restaurants, things that can use the infrastructure and the parking lots that will be built for the operation of the stadium. Residential, only if they're forced to. frankly. That really doesn't go well in this kind of mix. You want to see how something like this is put together? Look at what they did in Atlanta, in the suburbs, for the Atlanta Braves' new stadium. They call it the Battery, and it's a mix of commercial, retail, offices, hotels, restaurants, entertainment, that kind of thing.
And they need that, because I'll tell you what, I've been to the, I don't know what they call it, the stadium. It used to be in Dallas. It's not in Dallas. It's massive, but there's, you know, if you wanted to walk to a restaurant from there, it feels like it's a 3-mile walk.
Everything in Texas is big and far away. They probably need a helicopter to take you to an Applebee's from the stadium. But that area in Arlington, you know, call it Jerry's World, by the way. I think its formal name is AT&T Stadium, but yeah. We all call it just Jerry's World after Jerry Jones. You're exactly right. But in that case, what they want to do is they wanted to keep everybody in the stadium or tied into the stadium for food and beverage and things like that. This one's going to be very different because this is the location allows for a lot of land. The one in Arlington also has a baseball stadium and, by the way, a pretty nice Walmart right next to it as well.
What do you think? Will it be a retractable roof or are we going all inside?
I don't expect either of those two. I expect that it will be an open air stadium with the seating for the most part covered, similar to Seattle, where most of the fans have got a covering, but it's an open air stadium that packs in the sound. It makes you feel the Bears weather, but if it rains, you have some protection. If it snows, you have some protection.
And I would think that the mayor's job is to get Soldier Field converted into something that will be advantageous to the city. And the way to do that is to continue to involve the Bears, to act like it's all being done to keep them here. Is that a way that she'll get funding for what's going to happen to Soldier Field?
Well, you have hit the nail on the head. You need what she talked about doing on the museum campus and modifying the Plan C, modifying a Soldier Field for soccer and other kinds of events. That's probably the way to go, and that would be a nice enhancement, but it's not sexy enough to get everybody's attention.
I want to go back to Arlington Heights. You just said that you didn't think there'd be any sort of roof on it, that the fans would be protected, but it would essentially in many ways be open air. Wouldn't that preclude the stadium from hosting something like the Final Four or other major indoor events?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely it does. But those other events that you're talking about don't justify an extra $1.25 billion for a climate control, a roofed, enclosed, fully sealed, climate-controlled building. It's a very different type of building. It's very expensive to build, especially in a place where our weather and the snow loads that we have here. Very expensive.
Well, I always love chatting with you, and I love hearing you on John Williams' show as well. Keep us up to date. Bring us any gossip, any of the inside scoop that you find out about, okay?
Oh, well, you got to call me. I can't reach out to you for that. You need to keep calling.
Oh, we'll keep calling. It's Mark Gannis, sports consultant, and Tony Dow has now passed. Yes, Wally on Leave It to Beaver. Remember yesterday, everybody had reported that he had died, and his son's like, no, he has not, but now I believe it's official. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN. We'll be right back.